The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, June 9, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that the 9th Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, California, will not address pressing issues of interest for the nations of the region. In a national address to the representatives of Cuba's civil society excluded from the summit, Díaz-Canel noted that Washington would not address the economic and social inequality that exists in the continent. The Cuban head of state pointed out that the summit will not analyze why the United States and the American region are the most affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. State Department does not intend to take practical actions in favor of the fight against racism, women's and children's rights, and the alleviation of the uncertain situation of migrants, he added. The agendas of the event will overlook the impact of progressive climate change, natural disasters, state terrorism, political manipulation through destabilizing actions against the governments of this hemisphere. The agendas of the event will overlook the impact of progressive climate change, natural disasters, state terrorism, political manipulation through destabilizing actions against the governments of this hemisphere, and will not confirm Argentina's right to the Malvinas, that is, Falkland Islands, or Puerto Rico's right to independence, he said. President Díaz-Canel pointed out that in the documents to be approved, there will be no statements against unilateral, coercive economic measures and their use against countries of the region as a weapon of political pressure. Cuba has successfully curbed the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus after 2 years of fierce fight against the COVID-19, an authorized source reported. According to an update from the Ministry of Public Health, COVID-19 contagions dropped by 82% in May compared to April, and the number of cases has decreased for 10 consecutive weeks. In May, Minister of Public Health Jose Angel Portal said that the positivity rate stood at 1.4%. On June 6, only 13 of 2,984 samples were infected with the coronavirus, so the positivity rate stood at 0.4%, he said. Fewer patients have to be hospitalized in intensive care units, and there have been no deaths for 27 days, which shows advances in the control of this epidemiological situation, Portal reported. Portal pointed out that fewer people are getting worse and dying of COVID-19, but he warned that the risk of falling ill is still lurking. The Secretary of the National People's Power Assembly, Homero Acosta, on Wednesday welcomed a delegation from the National Assembly of Panama, which is visiting Havana at the headquarters of the Cuban Parliament. The Panamanian delegation is headed by lawmaker Miguel Fanovich, second vice president of Panama's legislative body. On its official Twitter account, the National People's Power Assembly reported that the meeting between both lawmakers and the rest of the delegation ratified the willingness to deepen and strengthen working relations between both parliaments. And in the international agenda, we have that it's a too serious mistake to exclude Cuba and other regional nations from the Summit of the Americas, the Mexican Foreign Secretary, Marcelo Ebrard, stressed on Wednesday while calling for the reestablishment of the inner American order. During his speech, Mr. Ebrard insisted no country should be excluded from this summit, which belongs to the Americas, as its own logo recognizes, and where Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua are included too. He repeated, "We consider it is a too serious mistake because no one has right to exclude anyone." Meanwhile, fully complying with the peace agreement will be a challenge for whoever wins the second round of elections in Colombia, given the little progress made on this since 2016. The Kroc Institute of the University of Notre Dame, a member of the peace agreement verification mission in Colombia, revealed that the commitment signed between the government of Juan Manuel Santos on behalf of the state and the former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, People's Army, FARCAP, is only 30% complete. From December 2020 to November 2021, only 2% of the provisions of the agreement were fulfilled, the institution stated. If he wins the elections, the presidential candidate of the historical pact, Gustavo Petro, assures that peace is a new social contract to guarantee the fundamental rights of the people, in particular the victims. As per his government program, the historical pact is peace, a great peace treaty for Colombia. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.